Here's your midday brief for Thursday, April 15th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. The latest round of stimulus funds is making its way to the cash register. The Commerce Department says retail sales jumped 9.8% last month, the largest monthly gain since last May. Shoppers spent more on things like restaurants and bars, along with clothing, electronics, and sporting goods. Meanwhile, the Labor Department says that weekly jobless claims fell to 576,000 last week, their lowest level since the start of the pandemic. Delta Airlines reported a fifth consecutive quarterly loss, but passenger revenue in March jumped 50% from February. The airline says a recovery in domestic leisure bookings could put it on track to turn a profit this summer. Citigroup and Bank of America joined the list of big banks reporting strong earnings. The banks are seeing sharply higher profits as the economy recovers and as they free up funds they put aside to cover bad loans early in the pandemic. And the defense rested this morning in the trial of Derek Chauvin. The former Minnesota police officer said he'd exercise his Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate himself and would not testify. He pleaded not guilty to charges of second and third degree murder and the death of George Floyd. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the WSJ's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.